Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 40. Hej och välkomna tillbaka till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår bra, men det är den sista lektionen. It's the last lesson.
Ja, det är den sista lektionen och jag är, how do you say sad?
Ledsen.
Ledsen, ja, jag är ledsen. We've come to the end of an era, the end of a Coffee Break Swedish era when we've been dealing with our first season of Coffee Break Swedish. Going from absolute zero Swedish up to a point where we're understanding some really complex stuff.
Yes, and I'm really impressed by you, Mark, and I'm impressed by our listeners.
I think we've all made great progress, obviously, with the help of your excellent teaching.
Tack, tack.
Now, this episode marks the end of not just our season, but also our trip to Sweden. We've been taking a virtual trip to Sweden with Lovisa and my wife Katrina over the past 10 lessons. And as we reach this lesson, we're coming to the end of our trip. So we're reflecting on what we've learned and what we've done and so on. As usual, we'll be listening to a conversation and then we'll be talking through all the aspects of the conversation. So, en gång till, ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja.
So this final conversation takes place at the train station in Örebro. Let's have a listen.
Då så, Mark och Katrina. Nu ska ni snart bege er. Idag åker ni tillbaka till Skottland. Hur känns det?
Jag tycker att det känns bra. Jag har lärt mig väldigt mycket av att vara här och prata svenska med andra människor. Katrina, har du också lärt dig mer svenska?
Jag tror att jag förstår lite mer.
Ja, vi behöver en vecka till.
Jag tycker att er svenska har förbättrats jättemycket. Vad har varit roligast då?
Det roligaste här varit att prata med alla på svenska. Några försökte prata engelska med oss, men vi sa att vi ville träna på att prata svenska istället.
Jag tyckte ni skötte det jättebra. Och vad har vi gjort på den här resan?
Vi har besökt olika platser i Örebro. Vi har varit på slottet och i Vadköping. Vi har varit i Askersund också. Vi har ätit glass och gått på guided tur.
Och vi har bränt oss i solen.
Ja, det har vi. Då köpte vi hudkräm på apoteket. Vi har varit hos dig och firat Linneas födelsedag också. Och ätit tårta.
Vi har hunnit med väldigt mycket. Det har verkligen varit kul att ha er här.
En fråga, Lovisa. Vad betyder vi har hunnit med?
Det betyder att vi hade tid till att göra många saker.
Jaha, det hade vi. Det har varit jättekul att vara här. Vi hoppas att vi kan komma tillbaka snart. Nu tror jag att vårt tåg kommer.
Då får jag önska er en trevlig resa tillbaka till Skottland.
Tack så jättemycket.
Tack.
Hej då.
Hej då.
Hej då.
And with that we headed home. Nonetheless, we've got time to go through what we've talked about in this conversation. So can we go through it line by line as ever? Hanna, please.
Yes. So it starts with Lovisa is saying, då så, Mark and Katrina. Nu ska ni snart bege er.
Okay, so she begins there by saying, då så. Is that like, well then?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, Mark and Katrina. Nu ska ni snart. And then what was the next verb there?
Bege.
Bege. So ye is to give.
Yes, I'm not saying this makes sense. This is a very old-fashioned verb.
Uh-huh.
And it means that you will soon leave.
Right, like take your leave or something like that. Okay, so now shall you soon take your leave?
Yeah, and it's very, very, yeah. Very official here.
And am I right in thinking it's reflexive?
Yeah.
At beger sig.
Ja, så jag beger mig.
Jag beger mig, okej. Okay. And ni beger er.
Ja.
Så nu ska ni snart bege er. So it's infinitive there, obviously. Okej.
Okay. And then she says, idag åker ni tillbaka till Skottland. Hur känns det?
Så idag åker ni tillbaka till Skottland. Today you're going back to Scotland. Hur känns det? How does it feel?
Yeah, I think this, you're very good with your chance nowadays. Mm-hmm.
But this doesn't have a reflexive bit, though.
Yes, so how does it feel?
Right, so if I was saying, how do you feel about something, is that when I would say, hur känner du dig?
Ja, precis.
Not?
Hur känner du dig om att resa hem?
Okay, yeah. So how do you feel about traveling home? But this is just a general hur känns det? How does it feel?
Yes, good. Exactly.
Okay.
And you answered perfectly. Jag tycker att det känns bra.
I think it feels good.
I have a personal opinion that it feels good.
Right, okay. Jag tycker, that's my opinion.
Yes.
Okay.
Jag har lärt mig väldigt mycket av att vara här och prata svenska med andra människor.
So I have learned a huge amount, väldigt mycket, av att vara här from being here och prata svenska med andra människor and speaking Swedish with other people.
Ja, and then you ask Katrina, har du också lärt dig mer svenska?
So have you also learned more Swedish?
And she says, jag tror att jag förstår lite mer.
So I believe that I understand a little more.
Yes.
I think Katrina needs to listen to a few more Coffee Break Swedish lessons. I'm
very impressed that she sees the difference between tror och tycker and choose tror det.
Right, so tell us a little more about that.
Okay, so tycker is, so in English we say I think all the time. And it can mean a lot of different things. Tycker is when you have a personal opinion that nobody can challenge because that's your opinion.
Okay.
So, for example, jag tycker att lakrits är gott.
You think that licorice is delicious and I can't disagree.
No,
because it's your personal opinion.
Yes. If I would say jag tror lakrits är gott.
I can say nej, det är det inte.
Nej, because I haven't tried licorice. I think so. I'm not sure.
Ah, okay, right. So, is there also a verb att tänka?
Ja, which in English you would say think. So, you would, but tänker is, we can use it in two different ways. One is if you think about it as you using your brain. So, you actually, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, jag tänker på ett exempel.
Right, I'm thinking about an example. It's the physical action of thinking in your brain. Uh-huh.
But we can also use it for planning the future. And I think we have talked about tänker in that way. So instead of using ska, for example, we can use tänker. And it doesn't sound as strong that you will do this. You're thinking about doing it. So jag tänker nog äta lakrits i eftermiddag.
Oh, you're going to, you're thinking about having some licorice this afternoon.
Yeah.
You're a little bit obsessed with the licorice, I have to say.
Yes, and it got worse when I moved. Before I was kind of just okay with it, and now I'm like...
You need to get yourself to IKEA.
Yes. it's not salt enough, the ones they have in right. IKEA.
Okay, let's move on before we get caught up in lakrits again.
Katrina said, jag tror jag förstår lite mer. So she thinks that she understands a bit more. And you say, ja, vi behöver en vecka till.
Yeah, we need one more week.
Ja. Lovisa says, jag tycker att er svenska har förbättrats jättemycket.
Right, so this is Lovisa's opinion, so we can obviously disagree. Jag tycker att er svenska, so I think that your Swedish, har förbättrats, has been improved.
Yes.
Right, so förbättrat would be improved, but this is like a passive past participle?
Yes, because we're talking about the Swedish. So if I would say that you need to improve your Swedish, then I would say du måste förbättra din svenska. But here's an S on the end because we talk about the Swedish.
So we can add this S on the end of a past participle as well as just the normal present tense and so on.
Yes, because there's two things in here. One is that is perfect, and the other thing is that is passive.
Passive. Okay, so I think that your Swedish has improved a huge amount. Jättemycket.
Ja. Vad har varit roligast då?
So what has been the funnest thing?
Yes, exactly.
So what have you done that's been most fun?
Ja. And you reply, det roligaste har varit att prata med alla på svenska.
Okay, so Louisa said, what was funnest then? And I said, det roligaste, the funnest thing. Yeah, and I need to use the roligaste form.
Yes.
Because it's coming with the definite article.
Yes.
Okay. And what was that? Har varit att prata med alla på svenska. It's been speaking with everyone in Swedish.
Ja, precis. Några försökte prata engelska med oss, men vi sa att vi ville träna på att prata svenska istället.
Så några, some people, som försökte prata engelska med oss. Some people tried to speak English with us, men vi sa att vi ville träna på att prata svenska istället. But we said that we wanted to exercise, to train, to practice.
Yeah.
Att prata svenska istället, to speak Swedish instead.
Ja, this is such a good way of practicing our past tenses.
Yeah, and it's also a really good expression that all our learners can use when everyone speaks to them in Swedish.
Exactly. So Louisa says, jag tyckte ni skötte det jättebra.
Right, skötte is...
past tense of sköta.
Sköta, has it got something to do with shooting?
No, it's sjuksköterska.
Oh, that's someone who cares for someone. It's a nurse.
Yeah, so att sköta is to care.
Uh-huh.
But here is, it's a good expression to know that it means that I thought you
managed
yeah. that very well.
Okay, yeah, tyckte. So tyckte there, that is a past tense.
Of tycker.
So I thought you managed it really well.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Och vad har vi gjort på den här resan?
And what have we done on this trip? Vad har vi gjort på den här resan? And before we find out what we've done, let's take a little break.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Så, vad har vi gjort på den här resan?
Vi har besökt olika platser i Örebro.
So we visited different places in Örebro.
Vi har varit på slottet och i Vadköping.
So we've been to the castle and to Vadköping.
Vi har varit i Askersund också.
We've also been to Askersund.
Ja, vi har ätit glass och gått på guidad tur.
We have eaten ice cream and gone on a guided tour.
And Lovisa says, which you might wanted to forget, vi har bränt oss i solen.
We burnt ourselves in the sun.
And ja, det har vi.
Yeah, we did indeed.
Då köpte vi hudkräm på apoteket.
So then we bought skin cream at the pharmacy.
Ja, vi har varit hos dig och firat Linneas födelsedag också och ätit tårta.
Så vi har varit hos dig, we've been at your house och firat Linneas födelsedag också and celebrated Linneas birthday too. Och ätit tårta and we ate cake.
Ja, Lovisa says, vi har hunnit med väldigt mycket. Det har verkligen varit kul att ha er här.
Right, so this is something that I didn't understand while we were speaking. Vi har hunnit med väldigt mycket, so we've had time to do lots of things. We'll come back to that. Det har verkligen varit kul att ha er här. It's been really fun having you here.
Ja, precis. And then you asked, so I guess we're going to discuss this. Yeah. En fråga, Lovisa. Vad betyder vi har hunnit med?
So a question, Lovisa. What does vi har hunnit med mean? Vad betyder? And this is actually something we've spoken about since we had this conversation, because I think the hunnit came up in another conversation that we've had in a recent lesson, to have time to do something.
Ja, att hinna.
Att hinna, yeah, good. And so Lovisa explains...
Det betyder att vi hade tid till att göra många saker.
So it means that we had time, att vi hade tid till att göra många saker, to do many things.
Ja, and you say, jaha, det hade vi.
Yeah, I'm practicing my jaha here, so getting one in before we finish our final conversation, jaha. Yes, we did, det hade vi.
Very impressed. And you say, det har varit jättekul att vara här. Vi hoppas vi kan komma tillbaka snart.
So it's been really good fun att vara här, to be here. Vi hoppas, we hope, or it is hoped, att vi kan komma tillbaka snart, that we can come back soon.
Ja, nu tror jag att vårt tåg kommer.
Now I believe that our train is coming.
Ja, and then Lovisa says... då får jag önska er en trevlig resa tillbaka till Skottland.
Så då, therefore, får jag önska er. May I wish you?
Ja.
Okay, so let me take this opportunity to wish you en trevlig resa. A good trip tillbaka till Skottland. Back to Scotland.
Ja. And you say, tack så jättemycket.
Thank you so much.
Katrina says tack.
Thank you.
And Lovisa at least don't say tack. She says hej då.
Hej då. Okay.
And you say hej då.
Let's listen to the whole conversation one more time.
Då så, Mark och Katrina. Nu ska ni snart bege er. Idag åker ni tillbaka till Skottland. Hur känns det?
Jag tycker att det känns bra. Jag har lärt mig väldigt mycket av att vara här och prata svenska med andra människor. Katrina, har du också lärt dig mer svenska?
Jag tror att jag förstår lite mer.
Ja, vi behöver en vecka till.
Jag tycker att er svenska har förbättrats jättemycket. Vad har varit roligast då?
Oh, det roligaste här varit att prata med alla på svenska. Några försökte prata engelska med oss, men vi sa att vi ville träna på att prata svenska istället.
Jag tyckte ni skötte det jättebra. Och vad har vi gjort på den här resan?
Vi har besökt olika platser i Örebro. Vi har varit på slottet och i Vadköping. Vi har varit i Askersund också. Vi har ätit glass och gått på guided tur.
Och vi har bränt oss i solen.
Ja, det har vi. Då köpte vi hudkräm på apoteket. Vi har varit hos dig och firat Linneas födelsedag också och ätit tårta.
Vi har hunnit med väldigt mycket. Det har verkligen varit kul att ha er här.
En fråga, Lovisa. Vad betyder vi har hunnit med?
Det betyder att vi hade tid till att göra många saker.
Jaha, det hade vi. Det har varit jättekul att vara här. Vi hoppas att vi kan komma tillbaka snart. Nu tror jag att vårt tåg kommer.
Då får jag önska er en trevlig resa tillbaka till Skottland.
Tack så jättemycket.
Tack.
Hej då.
Hej då.
Hej då.
So there we have it, our final conversation in the final lesson of our series of Coffee Break Swedish. We hope that you have found this series a fantastic way to get into Swedish and to start building your language skills. Of course, if you'd like to build them more, then you can take our full online course, which provides video lessons, lesson notes and bonus audio materials for all of the lessons of this first season, all 40 lessons. And you can find that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And have a look at our Facebook page as well. And please let us know how you're getting along.
Absolutely. And this will continue. We'll be continuing to provide Swedish content. And indeed, there may be new seasons of Coffee Break Swedish podcasts coming at a later date. So stay tuned to our podcast feed and to our social media to find out more about what's happening next with Swedish. Hanna, it's the end of an era, as I said.
Men på återseende.
På återseende.
See you again.
See you again, yeah. There will be a next time, I am sure. But in the meantime, tack så jättemycket, Hanna.
Varsågod.
Och tack också till Lovisa.
Ja.
And tack till er. Thank you all for being with us on this Swedish journey. And let's see where we go next.
Ja, hej då.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.